A Monitor brings you Meet the Press, the prize-winning interview program produced by Lawrence E. Spivak. Ready for the spontaneous, unrehearsed conference are four of America's top news reporters. Their questions do not necessarily reflect their point of view, but may be their way of getting a story for you. Now, here is the moderator of Meet the Press, Ned Brooks.
Welcome once again to Meet the Press. Our program comes to you today from Berlin, Germany. And our guest is the mayor of West Berlin, Mr. Willy Brandt. And now seated around the press table, ready to interview Mayor Brandt, are Gaston Koblenz of the New York Herald Tribune, Marcus Childs of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, John Rich of NBC News, and Lawrence E. Spivak, our regular member of the Meet the Press panel. Now, Mr. Mayor, if you're ready, sir, we'll start the questions with Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Mayor, what is the situation in Berlin today on the eve of the summit? Has the danger to the city from the Soviet increased or decreased since Mr. Khrushchev's first threat in November of 1958?
I would say the danger of war connected with the Berlin crisis has been somewhat reduced. It's my impression. The attack upon the morale of the Berliners and the attack upon the economic stability of this city have failed completely. In the city, there is a basic feeling of confidence.
Mr. Mayor, in the eyes of the world, the threat to Berlin is the number one issue before the summit. Can the summit, in your judgment, have any real meaning unless the Berlin question is somehow resolved? Unless this threat is removed?
I do not believe in any isolated Berlin solution, but I would agree that there wouldn't be much sense in talking about other things if the Berlin threat went on as before. The Berlin is a place where one could find out about the real intentions of various powers. It's a lie detector for international politics.
What do you seek from the summit as a minimum without which you, as mayor of Berlin, would consider the summit really a failure?
Let me say, Mr. Spivak, first of all, I would say no solution still is better than a bad solution. But, of course, I would prefer some additional agreement based upon the existing rights, based upon the rights of the Berliners, based upon a recognition of our connections with the Federal Republic. Then based upon that, I think, and based upon a giving up of the Soviet threats, one could try to work out certain technical and practical arrangements.
Mr. Rich. Mayor Brown, if there is no progress at the summit and Mr. Khrushchev goes ahead as he's threatened and signs his peace treaty with East Germany, what is going to be the immediate effect on your city?
We shouldn't be too much afraid of that separate peace treaty. From a German point of view, of course, it's a provocation to call it a peace treaty if he makes a treaty with himself. Which means with the tools he has in power in communist East Germany. For the city, I do not expect many important changes. We have to think about two. One could be to transform what is a sector borderline, which goes through the city of Berlin today, into what we could call a state borderline. This, from a human point of view, would be a terrible thing. But it would not hurt the position of West Berlin as such. Our economic life would go on as usual. The other consequence could be interruption with access to Berlin. Now, this would be a threat directed against our allied friends, and I cannot imagine that Mr. Khrushchev seriously believes that he can eat the cake and have it, that he can create a new Berlin crisis in addition to one which hasn't been solved yet, and still have talks going on as far as the essential world problems are concerned.
Mayor, the American generals here tell me if this city is attacked, they will fight. Will the West Berliners fight with them if necessary?
Well, let me say this. We have a good police force, which would have to take care of certain things already before it would be a situation where, perhaps, where our allied friends would have to act. In addition to that, I can tell you that those responsible for this city, and I'm convinced the overwhelming majority of my fellow citizens, have not gone through Nazi dictatorship and have not followed what's going on in the communist-dominated areas surrounding Berlin in order to accept any new kind of totalitarianism, whatever the color may be. Rather, would we fight and accept sacrifices.
Mr. Childs.
Mayor Brandt, President Eisenhower has twice said that the situation in West Berlin is abnormal. Are there any measures that could be taken short of reunification of the two Germanies to make the situation here more normal in his definition?
Sir, if I may say, I would add a remark to what the president has said. Of course, I wouldn't criticize what he has said, but I would say you can also defend the thesis that West Berlin is the only normal city east of the Elbe River, which goes through Germany. Compared with conditions in communist Germany and other parts of Eastern Europe, this is the only normal city, if we mean by normal conditions that people can express their own opinion, elect their own government, and so on. Now, I think we cannot get a real normalization of conditions here without solving the German problem. On the other side, we know it will not be easy to solve the German problem within the near future. So what I think could be tried, is to make life a little bit easier for people in both parts of a divided city and in both parts of a divided country. By other words, work out certain things in the field of traffic and communications, trade, certain cultural exchange, which would not touch the political problem at all, but which would be in favor of human interest. But I'm not sure at all that those being responsible in East Berlin and in East Germany would be willing to cooperate in a program like that.
Well, it is true today, isn't it, Mayor Brandt, that there is no juridical basis for the traffic between West Germany and West Berlin. And wouldn't it be helpful if you could get a charter that would spell this out?
I wouldn't agree with your statement, sir. You see, in 1949, when the airlift ended, the blockade of Berlin ended, there was made a four-power agreement as a result of the Foreign Ministers Conference in Paris in June 49. And there it was said and signed by the Soviet Union that traffic conditions should be restored as they were before the blockade started, and this was said for civilian traffic as well as military traffic, and that the four powers, eventually assisted by German experts, should try to improve conditions. Now, if they haven't succeeded in improving them, there still is this legal basis for power agreement of June 49.
Mr. Koblenz.
Mayor Brandt, do you feel that the cause of Berlin's liberty and the preservation of the West's rights of access to Berlin across East Germany are worth risking a world nuclear war?
I think the mayor of Berlin is not the right man to answer that question. The mayor of Berlin has to defend the existence, the life, the future of his fellow citizens. He has to defend the idea that even a few million people must have the right to live and to work in freedom. But he may add, Mr. Koblenz, that he is deeply convinced that the freedom of West Berlin is not only a thing important for a few million people living here, but that it is almost as important for non-communist Europe and for the Western world, because I think a moral defeat of the West in Berlin, a giving up or reducing of Western rights in Berlin, would work like a creeping poison, first in Western Germany, by that influence Germany's contribution to the Western community, and then perhaps also work in a bad way, work in other parts of Europe and the world. So therefore, I think it should be regarded a common cause, and if we take a clear and a firm position, then I think the alternative will not be a nuclear war. The alternative will be to correct certain misinterpretations which otherwise might develop in Soviet government circles.
From your knowledge of the situation and your contacts in Washington, have you reason to believe that the American government is willing to risk a nuclear war and the destruction of American cities for the safety and liberty of Berlin?
I would say that the danger of war which existed towards the end of 58, when the Berlin crisis was started, was mainly a danger because the other side, or part of the Russian leadership, were inclined to believe they could squeeze the Americans and the Western allies out of West Berlin without running a serious risk. And by making the position clear, as it was done then in December 58 in Paris, now repeated by the NATO countries in Istanbul, I think the danger of war has been reduced.
Mr. Spivak.
Mayor Brandt, Chancellor Adenauer warned his countrymen a very short time ago that the big four powers might make a summit agreement at Germany's expense. Have you any fear of that?
No, sir.
None whatsoever.
I do not think so. We feel confident here as far as Berlin is concerned. As far as Germany is concerned, we do not see any solution within the near future, but still we hope that that in connection with other international problems, disarmament and so on, it may be possible to take up the German problem later on. In any case, we would regard it being a serious mistake if one, so to say, would push the German question aside. It has to remain on the agenda of international conferences, and here I think our Western friends agree with the German position.
Would you say that you have in effect been promised a veto over any Berlin agreement?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't go as far as that, but President Eisenhower has made it very clear in March, in a declaration he made when Chancellor Adenauer was over there to see him, that no Berlin settlement, no additional Berlin agreement should be made without knowing that or accepting that the people concerned, people of West Berlin, also must have a right of self-determination as far as their own problems are concerned.
In short, you will have an opportunity to accept, in effect, or to reject any agreement on Berlin that might be made at the summit that would affect you.
I would put it this way. I'm absolutely convinced that the Berlin government will have the full opportunity to express their views.
Mr. Rich. In your May Day speech, Mayor Brandt, you were referring to the size of the turnout. One in every three Berliners turned out for that. And you said the city, however, could speak up in quite a different manner if it were necessary. What did you mean by in a different manner?
Well, if I had wanted to say it at this time, I would already have said it on May 1st, Mr. Rich. I think it wouldn't be wise to tell the other side about every step which one has been thinking of.
Do you think there's a possibility that a plebiscite may be held here sometime after the summit?
I would not exclude the possibility, but I do not believe it will come immediately after the summit, because I think there will be no basis for it. But we have made all the preparations, legal and technical preparations. If a new situation comes, if Berlin has to face new proposals where the government thinks the people themselves should express their view, then we surely will use the means of a plebiscite.
Mr. Childs.
Mayor Brandt, I've been reading your life story with great interest, and I've been impressed with the profound and intimate knowledge you have of communism, and above all, of the Stalinist line of terror and ruthlessness. Do you think Chairman Khrushchev is any different from Stalin, and that do you believe that Khrushchev really wants to make peace with the West?
Well, there is no doubt that certain changes have taken place in the Soviet Union. Internal politics are not quite the same. There is no doubt that Chairman Khrushchev is much more of a pragmatic political leader than his great predecessor Stalin was. But this still is, I think my knowledge of these things is not sufficient in order to be able to say if he really wants peace or not. But I could imagine that he would like to have peace at least for some time in order to solve certain of his internal problems.
Some people say in the West that any abatement of the Cold War will lead to such a relaxation that we will forget the communist challenge. Do you think that, sitting here in Berlin, this is a danger, or would you think a relaxation of tensions would be to the advantage of West Berlin and the West?
If we are convinced that we stand for the better cause, and I'm absolutely convinced of that, then we must be able to present our ideas under changing international conditions. I think already now it is a fact that certain problems have been transferred from the purely military side of world tensions towards the economic competition. And there is no doubt that spiritual, intellectual competition will play a major role, and that we have to be aware of the fact that this fight, the fight of the ideas, will go on even, and will have to go on, even if it should be possible, and I wouldn't have anything to say against it, even if it should be possible, to reduce international tensions as far as armaments and the danger of war are concerned.
Would it be true, then, as a political judgment, to say that you take a less rigid view of this matter than Chancellor Adenauer?
Well, I wouldn't compare this. There is no doubt that many changes have taken place in the world in recent years. I have the impression from time to time that Chancellor Adenauer doesn't pay as much attention to these changes that I'm inclined to do, but I would make it quite clear that especially as far as the problem of Berlin is concerned, the importance of Berlin is concerned, and the essential position against communism and the necessity of taking a firm position, there is no difference between the Chancellor and myself.
Mr. Koblenz.
Mayor Brandt, this city of Berlin in which we're sitting is surrounded by 400,000 Russian troops and about 100,000 East German troops. Now, the astonishing proposal has been made on the Western side that we should reduce the strength of our meager garrison of 10 to 11,000 soldiers here as a compromise. Would you oppose a reduction of our American, British, and French garrisons in this city?
I would not in any case ask for it or support any proposals for a reduction of the Allied garrisons. To a certain degree, they are symbolic already now, if we think about serious international developments. I think the basic thing are the Allied rights in Berlin, and I think it would be a good thing if the governments listened to their generals in Berlin and the other people responsible here, because a certain number is necessary in order to take care of certain responsibilities.
In the same connection, you have, in addition to the Western Big Three troops, another 12,500 West Berlin police. Would you like to see that police force strengthened as a means of increasing West Berlin's security?
Well, it's not easy to get young people, you see, to join the police. The special police force we have for special situations, but we are thinking of certain methods in order to increase our internal security, perhaps even by adding some new units to the existing police force.
Mr. Spivak.
Mayor Brandt, there's been, as you know, considerable talk about an interim agreement to reduce tensions over the Berlin issue. Could any interim agreement prove satisfactory to you?
I do not like the word interim agreement. It gives the impression of a period of grace. It doesn't give the feeling of stability. What I believe in would be, based upon certain preconditions, as I said, Allied rights, rights of the Berliners, connection with the Federal Republic, certain additional agreements, arrangements. I don't know if it is possible, but I think one could try. For example, to work out the details for access and communications better than they have been worked out before.
Mr. Mayor, do you foresee any possibility in the future that a West Germany dissatisfied with its Western allies might one day turn towards the Soviet Union?
No, sir. I'm convinced that this people, after the experience they have made, have come to the conclusion that our way has to be the way of the Western community. This does not exclude the necessity also to developing an Eastern policy, but not separated from the West.
Mr. Mayor, I'm sorry I'm going to have to interrupt. I see our time is up. Thank you very much, Mayor Brandt, for being with us.
Monitor's thanks to Willy Brandt, Mayor of West Berlin, and the members of the panel for a stimulating and enlightening half hour. The panelists were Gaston Koblenz of the New York Herald Tribune, Marquis Childs of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, John Rich of NBC News, and Lawrence Spivak, producer of Meet the Press. As usual here at this point in our program, a personal word. What is your guess as to the number of forest fires that burned in America last year? 100? 500? 1,000? Well, guess again.